You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 244, The Infancy Narratives. Today's challenge. The infancy narratives in Matthew and Luke contradict each other. For example, Luke has Mary living in Nazareth before going to Bethlehem, while in Matthew, they don't go to Nazareth until later. Today's defense. The infancy narratives don't contradict each other. In fact, they fit together very well. Here, we provide an interwoven narrative. Initially, Gabriel appears to Zechariah to announce the birth of John the Baptist, Luke 1:5-25. A few months later, Gabriel appears to Mary in Nazareth to announce the birth of Jesus, Luke 1:26-38. And Mary goes to Elizabeth before returning to Nazareth, Luke 1:39-56. Then John the Baptist is born, Luke 1:57-80. Around this time, Joseph is informed that Mary is pregnant. He plans to divorce her, but an angel tells him to continue the marriage, Matthew 1:18-23. The two begin cohabiting, Matthew 1:24. This would be in Nazareth, per Luke's account. Because of the enrollment announced by Caesar Augustus, the Holy Family travels to Bethlehem, Luke 2:1-5, where Jesus is born, Luke 2:7, Matthew 1:24a. That night, the shepherds visit them, Luke 2:8-20. Around the same time, the Magi observe the star in their homeland, see Matthew 2:2-16. 8 days after birth, Jesus is circumcised and named, Luke 2:21, Matthew 1:24b. And after 40 days, he's presented at the temple, Luke 2:22-38. At this point, the Holy Family either returns to Nazareth or remains in Bethlehem, which is not clear. If they return to Nazareth, they continue to visit Jerusalem and their relatives in Bethlehem multiple times every year for the three annual pilgrimage feasts, Exodus 23:14-17, see Luke 2:41. Between 1 and 2 years after birth, see Matthew 2:16, the Magi arrive and are directed to Bethlehem, where they find the Holy Family, Matthew 2:1-11. They're warned in a dream to return to their own country by a different route, Matthew 2:12. Also warned in a dream, the Holy Family flees to Egypt, Matthew 2:13-15, to avoid the slaughter of the innocent, Matthew 2:16-18. When Herod the Great dies, the Holy Family returns to Israel, Matthew 2:19-21, but Joseph learns that Herod Archelaus is ruling in Judea and so takes the family to Nazareth, Matthew 2:22-23. Tip, for further discussion, see Jimmy Akin, How the Accounts of Jesus' Childhood Fit Together at jimmyakin.com.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com. Or head over to Catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.